were not able to be here on Friday night. Would you just let me
know?
Hvor mange
af jer var ikke i stand til at være her i fredags? Kan I lige løfte hånden?
So you were not able to be
here. Vi var her ikke i fredags.
Okay. Quite a few of you, yeah.
Er nogle stykker.
So as an introduction tonight, I'd like to do a little recap, if that's okay.
Så som introduktion i aften, vil jeg bare lave en lille resume.
Is it okay? It'll be short.
Det bliver kort.
But and we have a put your coat on. We have a PowerPoint I want to show you that I used the other night.
Og vi har en PowerPoint som jeg viste i går aftes, som jeg vil vise jer.
A crooked PowerPoint. Well, and we spoke about having a center in our life.
Og vi talte om at have et centrum i vores liv.
That Jesus Christ wants to be our center.
At Jesus Kristus skulle være vores center.
And we spoke about how that in the Old Testament among the people of Israel.
Og vi talte om hvordan Israels folk i Gamle Testamentet.
That God gave us a picture through the camp of Israel that teaches us about the center.
At gennem Israels lejr gav Gud os et billede, som lærer os noget om, at han er i centrum.
And in the very center there was a tent called the tent of meeting.
I centrum i Israels lejr var der et telt, som var kaldt mødetelt.
And the focal point of that tent was the ark, which represented God's throne.
Og hovedfokus på det telt var pagtens ark, som repræsenterede Guds trone.
But that center represented God in the very middle of the people. The people camped around him.
Men det her centrum repræsenterede Guds nærvær midt imellem sit folk.
And the first ones that camped around him were called the Levites or the priests.
Og det første telte rundt om det her centrum og det her mødetelt var levitterne eller præsterne.
And so they camped in a circle.
Og de lagde deres telt i en cirkel.
And all of their tents were facing toward the throne or toward the tent meeting.
Så alle teltåbningerne vendte mod tronen eller mod mødeteltet.
And then all of the other tribes camped in the next circle, 12 tribes.
Og herefter camperede alle de andre stammer i den næste cirkel.
And all of their tents were facing toward the tent of meeting.
Og deres telte vendte på samme måde mod mødeteltet.
And it's a picture that God is in the very center of our lives.
Og billedet right? fortæller os at Gud skal være i centrum af vores liv.
And then if we go on to the next slide, please. The purpose, the highest purpose God has for us is that we might have a relationship with him.
Det højeste formål Gud har for os er at vi skal have en relation til ham.
And that's the word communion in English.
Og det er det ord der på engelsk hedder communion eller
fællesskab. But the call to be a Christian involves first of all having a relationship with God.
Så kaldet til at være kristen involverer først og fremmest at vi har en relation til Gud.
Is community. We are called to have a relationship with the family of God.
Det næste det er at vi er kaldet til at være i relation med Guds familie.
When God calls us to himself, he also calls us to be part of his family.
Når Gud kalder sig os til sig, kalder han os også til at være en del af hans familie.
And then outside of the camp of Israel, we have all the nations. And I'm going
og uden
to put the word
Israels
here, the next slide.
Har vi alle nationerne, det næste slide.
In English you use the word commission. It means that that God has given us a purpose outside of our family.
På engelsk bruger man det her ord commission eller opgave, fordi Gud har givet os en opgave, et formål uden for vores eget.
To be a blessing to all nations.
Vi skal være en velsignelse til alle nationer.
And all people.
Og alle folk.
And so I've written down there our relationships with all people in your life.
Så jeg har også skrevet at vi skal være i relation til alle mulige mennesker.
Then the next slide. These can be connected with the three great commandments in the scriptures.
Og man kan forbinde de her cirkler med de tre store bud i skrifterne.
The first one is to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts.
Elsk Herren din Gud af hele dit hjerte, sjæl og sind.
And the second one is to love one another, the commandment Jesus gave in John 16.
Det næste er den befaling Jesus gav i Johannes evangeliet 16, elsk hinanden.
That commandment is the basis of community.
Den befaling er danner grundlag for det kristne fællesskab.
It commands community.
Det er en befaling om fællesskab og kærlighed.
And then the final commandment to love your neighbor as yourself.
Og den sidste befaling er at vi skal elske vores næste som
that applies to every person in your life.
Og det involverer alle mennesker i dit liv.
Every person.
Hver eneste.
If we take the next slide please. And we talked about an arrow when God calls us to himself, he calls us into to follow Jesus or to move toward him.
Og vi har talt om den her pil som repræsenterer den her bevægelse hvor Gud kalder os ind i sit nærvær.
And we talk a lot about this in the vineyard context. We call this a centered set.
Og i vineyard-konteksten, så taler vi meget om det her. Vi taler om det centrerede, den centrerede måde.
God thought of that long before psychologists or sociologists.
Der var det her, det var noget Gud tænkte over lang tid før at psykologer og sociologer talte.
But in sociology today it's actually called a centered set.
I sociologien i dag, der taler man om det her centered set.
Where you're gathered around a central purpose.
Hvor man samler sig omkring et fælles centrum eller et fælles formål.
In our case a central person.
I vores tilfælde en central person.
And we believe that God calls people to himself and he calls them into community and into relationship with himself.
Og vi tror på at Gud drager mennesker ind i sit eget nærvær. Han kalder dem til sig selv, ind til fællesskab med andre troende, ind til fællesskab med sig selv.
And when Jesus told the disciples the first time to follow me, he's talking about that arrow.
Og når Jesus første gang talte til sine disciple og sagde følg mig, så er det repræsenteret ved den her pil.
I will help you get to know the Father.
Jeg vil hjælpe jer med at lære jeres himmelske far.
And have true relationship with him.
Og have sandt fællesskab med ham.
But then he also added another arrow.
Men så tilføjede han også en anden pil.
We take the next picture. Keep going to the next picture. And that's the arrow outward.
Og det er den pil der går ud af.
That he wants us to learn to serve and work together with his spirit to serve other people.
Han ønsker at vi skal lære at arbejde sammen med hans Helligånd i at tjene andre mennesker.
So when Jesus called the disciples, he taught them how to have a relationship with the Father.
Så da Jesus kaldte sine disciple, så lærte han dem at have relation til sin far.
But he also taught them how to serve at Jesus' side to serve the kingdom of God.
Men han lærte dem også hvordan de skulle stille sig ved siden af Jesus for at betjene mennesker omkring.
To pray for the sick.
At bede for de syge.
To reach nations with the gospel like we talked about, the brother we talked about.
At række ud til nationer og fortælle dem de gode nyheder om Jesus som vi talte om.
And those two arrows are called discipleship.
Og de to pile tilsammen betyder discipleskab.
Having a relationship with the Father.
At man har en relation med sin himmelske far.
Relationship with his family.
En relation til hans familie.
And being sent out every day to serve with Jesus Christ.
Og dagligt at blive sendt ud sammen med Jesus for at tjene andre.
And the center, the relationship with God.
Og centrum eller relation med Gud.
Is the wellspring of power and strength and wisdom for that serving.
Er kilden eller udspringet af kraft og visdom og alt hvad vi har brug for.
You got it? That was very quick, but that's what we talked about all Friday night.
Det var meget hurtigt, men det var det vi talte om fredag aften.
And then we spent today talking about some aspects of this central circle, getting to know the Father, learning to pray.
Og så brugte vi tid i dag på at tale om forskellige aspekter af det her centrale, det her centrum, og at lære ham at kende, at lære faren.
Tonight I want us to look at this arrow going out, if that's okay.
I aften vil jeg gerne, hvis det er okay, se på den her pil, der går ud af.
Because we pray on to get to know the Father, we do pray there.
Fordi vi beder om at vi må lære faderen at kende.
But God calls us to pray in serving him, pray for one another in community.
Men Gud kalder os også til at bede for hinanden i fællesskab.
And also pray for his kingdom is to advance in the lives of others outside the community.
Men også at bede for at hans rige må udbredes uden for vores fællesskab.
So tonight I want us to work on the prayer of the arrow going out.
Så nu vil jeg gerne arbejde på den her bøn, som handler om den pil der går ud af.
So we don't think about our needs right now, what we need prayer for.
Så lige nu er vores fokus ikke vores behov, det som vi har brug for forbøn for.
But we point your eyes outward to your brothers and sisters.
Men vi vender vores blik udad mod vores brødre og søstre.
And I'd like to try something that we call a workshop.
Og jeg har lyst til at prøve noget, som jeg vil kalde for en workshop.
You know what that is?
Ved hvad det er?
We're going to ask one or two people, maybe three, to come and stand at the front.
Vi vil bede to-tre stykker om at komme herop og stå foran.
And then I'm going to ask you to listen to the Holy Spirit in your heart for things that he might want to say to them.
Og så vil jeg bede jer om at lytte til Helligånden i jeres hjerter, okay? Og se om I kan høre ting, som Gud måske ønsker at sige til de her personer.
And we sometimes call that prophecy, but I don't want to use that word first of all tonight.
Nogle gange kalder vi det profeti, men det er ikke det ord, jeg har lyst til at bruge til at starte med i aften.
Because I want to bring it down and make it very simple.
Fordi jeg vil gerne bringe tone det ned og gøre det meget enkelt.
I want you to ask the question, what would Jesus say to encourage this person?
Jeg vil bare gerne, at du beder bønnen, hvad vil Jesus sige for at opmuntre den her person?
What would Jesus say to encourage, to comfort this person?
Hvad vil Jesus sige for at trøste den her person?
What would Jesus say to express his love for this person?
Hvad vil Jesus sige for at udtrykke sin kærlighed til den her person?
In the book of the 1 Corinthians in the New Testament,
i 1. Korinterbog i Nyt Testament kapitel 14,
we see a description of how the church worked together.
Ser vi en beskrivelse af hvordan kirken fungerer sammen.
And it's one of the most living chapters in the New Testament describing how the Christians met together.
Og det er et af de mest levende kapitler i Nyt Testamentet beskrivende hvordan menigheden arbejder og lever
sammen. In verse 26 it says that when we come together everyone has something to contribute with.
Og der står faktisk at når vi kommer sammen så har hver eneste en noget at bidrage med.
Someone might contribute with a song, someone might contribute with a word of encouragement.
Nogen vil jo bidrage med en sang, nogen vil bidrage med et ord til opmuntring.
Or a prophetic word.
Et profetisk ord måske.
Or some message from the Lord.
Eller en eller anden budskab fra Herren.
But the picture when the first Christians came together was that everyone was listening to the Holy Spirit.
Men billedet som det er et udtryk for er at når de første kristne mødtes, så lyttede alle til Helligånden.
With the question, how would you want to use me tonight, Lord?
Med spørgsmålet, hvordan vil du bruge mig i dag, Herre?
Now that's a different way to come to church, isn't it?
Det er jo en anden måde at komme til kirke på, ikke?
Right? Sometimes we come, Lord, what do you want to speak to me and help me with tonight?
Nogle gange så kommer vi måske i kirke og beder bønnen, Herre, hvad vil du gøre for mig i aften?
And that's okay, that's the arrow pointing toward the Father.
Og det er fint nok, det er jo den pil der peger mod faderen.
Because we need his help.
For vi har også brug for hans hjælp.
But we also need to have the other question, Lord, how do you want to use me tonight?
Men vi skal også have det andet spørgsmål, Herre,
who
hvordan
do you
vil du
want me to serve tonight?
Bruge mig. Hvem ønsker du at jeg skal tjene?
Who do you want me to encourage tonight?
Hvem ønsker du at jeg skal opmuntre i aften?
Do you have some word that you want me to give someone?
Har du et ord som du ønsker at jeg skal give?
Is there someone here you want me to pray for tonight?
Er der en her i aften som du ønsker at jeg skal bede for i aften?
Do you get it?
Kan I se det?
That is the difference in a baby Christian and a Christian who's beginning to grow up.
Det er forskellen på en baby kristen right? Og en kristen der begynder at vokse op.
When you begin to grow up, you begin to look to the needs of others.
Når du vokser op, så begynder du at få øjne for andres behov.
And you begin to learn to stand with Jesus and to serve together with him.
Og du begynder at lære at stå sammen med Jesus og tjene sammen med ham.
And that's when you begin to understand the second level of joy.
Og det er der hvor vi også begynder at forstå det næste niveau af glæde.
The first and the greatest is just knowing the Father. That's
all. Det første og det største glæde, det er at kende vores himmelske far.
But there's an additional level of joy when you serve with the Father.
Men der er et andet niveau af glæde når vi tjener sammen med faderen.
And you're used by him
to bless. Og får lov at blive brugt af ham til at velsigne.
To be a blessing to another person.
For at være en velsignelse til et andet menneske.
Or to be a blessing to the nations.
Eller at være en velsignelse til nationer.
It's a whole another level of joy.
Det er et andet niveau af glæde, og det er fantastisk.
Amen.
Amen.
And there's some guidelines. I'm going to ask Gitte to help me to choose three people.
Jeg vil bede Gitte om at udvælge tre mennesker.
And but not someone who went to the prayer healing things today, because you've already had prayer.
Men ikke
today.
En af dem, der gik til helbredende bøn i dag.
But someone who didn't. Eller, and yeah. Maybe you can volunteer. I'm wanting you to help me get volunteers.
But
before we do that, I want to mention four things.
Men først vil jeg gerne nævne fire ting.
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
i 1. Korinther 14,
it calls this kind of thing prophecy.
Bliver det her kaldt profeti.
But we often in our church context, we call it prophetic prayer. We were praying for people with a prophetic ear. Trying to hear from God as we pray for people.
I vores menighed der kalder vi det ofte profetisk bøn, fordi det er en bøn vi beder, men med et profetisk øre så at sige til hvad Gud kunne finde på at sige.
We very seldom have someone come to the front from the microphone and speak a prophetic word. Sometimes we do.
Sjældent har vi nogen der kommer op og tager en mikrofon og taler et profetisk ord. Det har vi nogle gange.
But almost always when we are praying for people, there are prophetic words being given.
Men næsten hver eneste gang vi beder for mennesker, så har vi profetiske ord der bliver givet.
We have a small home group at our it's not small, but it's a home group in our home.
Vi har en fællesskabsgruppe i vores hjem.
And we met on Tuesday.
Og vi mødes om tirsdagen.
And we had two girls that we prayed for.
Og vi har to piger, som vi bad for.
And we do it every Tuesday. We say, okay, does anyone need prayer for something?
Og hver eneste tirsdag så tilbyder vi det og siger, er der nogen, der har brug for forbøn?
And so we have them stand in the middle of our living room.
Og de står så i midten af vores dagligstue.
And we stood around them and put our hands on their shoulder.
Og vi andre, vi står omkring dem og lægger hænder på deres skuldre.
And prayed.
Og beder.
But we also listened.
Men vi forsøger også at lytte.
And a couple of two or three people got some images or some words from God that they spoke to these two girls.
To tre af vores folk fik billeder eller ord fra Gud, som de delte med de her mennesker.
And it was encouraging.
Og det blev til opmuntring for dem.
There was a girl who was getting married 2 weeks ago.
Der var en pige, som blev gift for 2 uger siden.
Part of our home group.
En del af vores fællesskabsgruppe.
And we said, we want to pray for you now before you get married.
Og vi sagde, lad os bede for dig, før du bliver gift.
So we put her in the center of the room.
Så vi satte hende i centrum af
rummet. And we just simply prayed for her.
Og vi bad for hende.
But there were two or three words for her as well.
Men der var også 2-3 ord, som blev delt med hende.
It was very important for her.
Som betød rigtig meget for hende.
I think the Lord wants the church to be full of ministry between one another like that.
Og jeg tror, at Gud ønsker, at kirken skal være fuld af den her form for tjeneste.
Not just the pastor or the pastors.
Ikke bare lederne og præsterne.
Not just those who are leaders,
eller dem der leder menigheder og fællesskabsgrupper.
But that we all are engaged in listening and being looking for where we can serve others.
Men at vi alle sammen tager et medansvar i at forsøge at lytte og få øje på, hvor vi kan være med til at betjene hinanden.
With whatever the Lord gives you.
Med hvad nu end Herren giver os.
And it doesn't have to be loud.
Og det behøver ikke være højt.
It doesn't have to be from a microphone.
Og det behøver ikke at være via en mikrofon.
It can be very, very simple.
Det kan være meget enkelt.
Sometimes just giving someone a very simple compliment can be greatly encouraging.
Nogle gange kan noget så simpelt som at give et kompliment have stor betydning.
And it can be from God.
Og det kan være fra Gud.
Amen. Shall we try? Is that okay?
Skal vi prøve?
So get to help me, but I want 3 volunteers. Is that okay?
Jeg har brug for 3 frivillige.
Be better for volunteers.
Ja. Det er bedst,
okay,
hvis de
er volunteer, yeah. And someone under 20 as well. Do we have a younger person?
20 eller der omkring, som har lyst til at også at være frivillig.
So no volunteers, will have to get the police here to pick one.
Eller så er nødt til at udvælge nogen.
And someone else? Another volunteer?
En frivillig til.
It's only for encouragement. It's only just
for
practice. And we're family here.
Vi er familie her.
This is family. So.
Det er helt okay.
We're doing like we do in our home group, okay?
Vi gør ligesom vi øver på vores fællesskabsgruppe.
Okay, come. Anybody else? Great. That's good. Okay, we got 3 volunteers. You're the one under 20. That's it. I knew that. I thought so. Yeah, good, good. Okay. Well, why don't we just now, I want you just to look at our sisters here, and I want you just to ask the Lord, what would you say to encourage them? Or to comfort them, or to build them up, or to show them your love. Those are the 4 things that 1 Corinthians 14 mentions.
Og nu vil jeg gerne have, at I ser på jeres søstre her, og så beder bønnen til Gud. Hvad ønsker du, Gud, at sige for at opmuntre dem, eller formidle din kærlighed til dem?
And do it individually. It's not as a group, but you.
Og gør det individuelt. Det er ikke som en gruppe.
For them individually, something the Lord, something you see that you believe
til, hvis du ser noget over en af
dem. So we just wait on the Lord for a few minutes.
Så nu venter vi bare på Herren.
So Father, I pray now is that if we just stand together with our sister, that you'll help us learn to listen to your spirit.
Så nu står vi her sammen med vores søstre, og vi beder om, at du vil hjælpe os til at lære og lytte til din ånd.
Help us to feel your heart for your people.
Hjælp os til at fornemme dit hjerte for de her mennesker.
To see what you're doing in their lives.
Og hjælp os at få øje på, hvad du gør i deres liv.
Thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Just wait on the Lord for a while.
Lad os bare vente lidt.
Nobody say anything yet. Just
vent med at sige noget. Hun siger, at Ruth har et varmt hjerte, og det stråler ud fra hende. Daniela er bare sådan enkelt stå oprejst, så rank og oprejst. Der siger Bibelen, at det profetiske er til for at opbygge.
And I know the Greek word for that. It means to put one stone upon another.
Og det græske ord betyder ordret at lægge en sten oven på en anden.
And when you speak a word of encouragement, you recognize something God has put in a person.
Og når du taler et opmuntrende ord og genkender, anerkender noget Gud har lagt i vedkommende, så styrker du dem og så bygger du dem op.
So this week you'll be able to see those flowers a little easier.
Så den her uge kan du måske få øje på de blomster, som bliver nævnt her, lidt bedre.
And this week you'll be able to serve with confidence and joy a little easier.
Og den her uge vil du måske
lidt
nemmere kunne tjene med glæde og selvtillid.
And your childlike joy and simplicity before God is well, this week will be easier.
Og den barnlige glæde og enkelhed inden for Gud vil den her uge være lidt lettere.
Isn't that fun?
Er det ikke sjovt?
Amen. Yeah. Great. So Lord, we just pray for our sisters now for these areas in their lives.
Så her vi beder for vores søstre her for de områder der.
We see and those who know them see.
Og det ser vi og dem som kender dem ser det.
And we pray that they would be encouraged.
Og vi beder om at de må være opmuntret.
They would be comforted.
Og de må være trøstet.
That they would recognize that you love them and you love what you've put in them.
Og genkende at du elsker dem og elsker det som du har lagt i dem.
Thank you, Father.
Tak far.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good, have a seat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Lad os give dem en hånd. Det var modigt.
Good. Good. Amen. Good. Good. I think the time is kind of late, but I just wanted us to do a simple workshop. Oh, it's 10 o'clock.
Tiden er lidt fremskredet, men der er nogle andre ting, jeg gerne vil. Til for at opmuntre, at opbygge og elske.
Amen. Amen. Then, absolutely, absolutely, Casper. Why don't we do that? That'd be great, yeah. So we'll do it. Casper, would you mind standing in the middle of the room? And we'll just pray for you tonight. Is that okay? I know you've already received prayer, but is that okay?